Hello everyone, just thought I'd bring another little message again just to encourage you and to encourage one another as we go through this time of social isolation. And I've been listening very much to the news reports of what to do with all our spare time, what to get up to, what to attend. Some of us have been into some DIY, gardening, getting into our digital games. I heard one person recently say that they want to get time that they haven't had with their children. And I think that was a very, very good idea. But I'd like to bring another idea to you, another thing that you can get into. What about getting back to God and getting back to His Word? And maybe using this time to further seek His face. Here's what Job says in Job chapter 22 and verse 21. It says this, "Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee." I'll read that to you one more time. "Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee." Notice the wording he says there. "Acquaint now thyself with him." Now is an opportunity I believe God's giving to us, to his people and to the world, I believe, to start to consider eternal things. Start to think about him. Start to think about who our God is. Try to deepen and help mature our walk with him, get to know him better and get to understand God better. Acquaint now, the time of stillness, at least for some of us anyway, we do spare a thought for those who have to work and who are working and putting their lives on the line for us, and we do commend those of our NHS and our security forces and those who have jobs that they need to be at for the running of the country. We commend them, we applaud them, and we appreciate them very much. But there are those who are isolated, and we are doing our part so that we can protect the NHS and protect one another from this awful, ugly virus, this pestilence that has hit the land. And for those of us who are isolated and isolating ourselves, now's the time to acquaint ourselves with God. The psalmist said, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way, be taken heed thereto according to thy word. Your word I have hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you." So perhaps instead of getting into your digital games, instead of playing your board games, whatever, which can help with the boredom, set a little time aside just to consider God and what he's saying to you. I've purposely left a little bit of music going, and I'm not sure if you can hear the birds singing behind me, but this is a particular time of day whenever the road traffic was so noisy, you wouldn't hear any of these things. I think the events of these last weeks and months have stripped away all the things that distract us, that drown out the voice of God, that take away the sense of spiritual hearing to what God is saying. And I also agree with what the psalmist said. The psalmist said, "He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters." I'm seeing this as a time whenever God is drawing us aside from the busyness and the things of the world that have been distracting us, and calling us to himself at this time. I was out mowing the lawn yesterday, and I had a pair of earpods in, listening to some music, trying to drown out the sound of the lawnmower. And saw someone walking up past, and yes, keeping her social distance, I could see his mouth opening and he was speaking to me. So I stopped the lawnmower, and the music got so loud. And what happened was I turned the music up really loud to drown out the lawnmower. But when the lawnmower stopped, I could hear so clearly. But then when I stopped the music, I could hear my friend, who's a neighbour, his voice so clearly. And then whenever he went away, I could hear the birds singing. Things that you don't hear every day. Perhaps God is speaking to you today and speaking to us all to come aside, to acquaint ourselves with him and be at peace, and then good shall come unto you, he says. Good shall come unto you. What a blessing that good can come out of this to your heart and to your life. May God bless you today. In Jesus' name, amen.